What did you do to your foot?
It was just, it wasn't that serious, man. It was just preventative measures.
Oh, it sounds like there was a good story behind it. You got a big smile on your face. I don't know. Is that it?
No,
it's just really crazy. Come down the stairs and
crazy. Oh, no. It wasn't anything serious. It was just preventative measures that didn't want it to prolong and something happened later on down the road, like in season.
Jared, was it something that had been nagging you when you came here, or did it act as something that developed once you started the program with the offseason?
When did it happen? It was like the third week of OTAs. I started feeling it.
Right around the time of the team bowling expedition, you didn't drop bowling ball.
I didn't even get the bowl.
You say you started feeling it. I mean, even if it was minor, what did you feel?
It was just a sharp pain in my foot.
Like the bottom of your foot?
So I practiced on it for about a week, and then I said something, and went ahead and just was being safe. And they wanted to be even more safe, so I went ahead and got surgery.
Jared,
it was kind of my choice.
I'm sorry. That was new for you, right? That wasn't something that had been nagging you in the past or something?
No, he just asked that.
Well, I which wanted to be clear.
Jared, you've played in the league for a while now. So what does missed reps with a new quarterback and a new offense mean to a veteran like you?
I don't know. I've never been in this situation before. So it's fairly new to me. But you just got to be able to stay up on everything mentally. Make sure you're paying attention when Aaron's in and when the other quarterbacks are doing subtle things like signals and listening to their cadence. It's tough when you're not actually getting live reps, but y'all do the best you can to stay up mentally.
So if you're in LA right now, you know the playbook, you've been there a couple years, and it'd be no real difference. Being in a new system, is it frustrating to not be able to be out there? Is that something that you've got to guard against, that kind of dropping behind a little bit?
I mean, whether in a new system or not, you want to be out there on the field. That's where you have the most fun. That's what you're basically bred to do. It's not fun being separated from everybody and doing special drills to get you back. You want to be out there having fun with your teammates, but it's just something that I have to endure now. So later on, it'll be better.
What steps do you take to do as much as you can to be on the same page with your quarterback, even if you can't be on the field? Is there anything that you can do to still kind of build that chemistry?
Like I said before, just staying in the playbook, you know, just staying up on things, making sure that you're just up to date on what's going on and how he's calling things, signal, snap count, everything.
When you look at all the talent on this offense, how excited do you get about what the possibilities are for this?
Very exciting. It's very exciting. Like you said, it's talent all around. And it's guys that understand their jobs and they understand their roles and their plan and doing the things of what it takes for an offense to do to be successful.
So, what do you see for yourself? How do you see yourself fitting in?
Personally?
Yeah.
I'm just excited. I'm very excited to be a part of this offense. It's just, I mean, y'all seen it. Y'all seen what 12 produces. Y'all seen what EB brings to the table in terms of his play calling and a high power and just everything that comes along with it. Man, it's just it's a very special offense, and it's not many like it.
When you combine Aaron's ability with Mike's propensity as an offensive coach, are there enough footballs to go around, or does it really matter with you guys?
I don't think that's something that we're concentrating on, but I don't think that'll be a problem at all. I think this offense is good enough for everybody to shine, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to make EB's job easier, Aaron's job easier, Mike's job easier, you know. We're here to make each other better as well.
Jared, is that the most attractive thing for you in the whole decision, when you look at it, bottom line?
I think it was overall. I think it was I'm not going to say that one thing was kind of singled out, but it was just overall decision, just what the Green Bay Packers bring to the table.
Jared, two things people may not know about you, or maybe should know about you, not necessarily on the field, maybe it's hobbies, things like that, because we haven't really had a lot of chances to talk to you and get to know you, so what would that be?
I'm pretty boring, man. I'm a homebody. I just like to chill. Spend time with my wife and kids.
With all the guys out there today practicing, you kind of like, I wish I could be out there.
Of course. I mean, you want to be out there with your teammates, and you want to be with your guys, getting better, getting live reps, and getting live reps is definitely better than mental reps on the side.
So it is a foot injury, in Jersey?
Yeah.
So how soon, last couple weeks here, but get on it?
Yeah, I've been doing stuff for a while now. It was just a preventative measure to ensure that it didn't get worse.
So you can run right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you aren't. But you aren't running.
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know.
You have to find out.
Are you running right now?
I don't know. Am I?
You're standing right now. Talking to us.
Currently, no.
Was it a broken bone, a stress fracture, or what did they end up saying?
It wasn't that serious.